Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, this is Mac from MC Drain. You guys running my ad?
Yes.
I've been trying to call whoever's in charge, but it seemed like nobody answered. I feel like I'm about to cancel this service because since I signed with you guys, I don't even get a call from anyone anymore. Even my old SEO that I was using way better than you guys. I don't know what you guys did, but I think you guys messed up my listing for some reason.
We messed up your
yes.
listing.
I'm not happy. It's not happy.
I completely agree.
Something has to be done.
Of
course. They changed my number, calling like a tracking number, whatever device they were saying they were doing it. So I asked them to put it back to my number. I don't know if that's going to causing the problem or not, but something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Something is not
I
right. And nobody called me for nothing.
I get your point. No worries. I'll check first your account, and then we can discuss from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me one quick second.
Cell phone, please leave a message and I'll back.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you clear.
Oh, okay. You hear? I thought you left.
No, no worry. My apologies. I was looking into your account, and these are actually the details that I found. So first, I did check on your local area, and your Google Business profile is still ranking. It's currently number 6 on the first page. So you mentioned...
I was not number 6 before I signed to you guys. I used to be like number 4, number 3. So it's like I'm going down.
Yeah, I mean, no worries. It's definitely not going down. Now, when you do a search, it actually differs from time to time. So let's say your ranking is number 4. So it could differ. Sometimes you could show up number 4. Sometimes you show up number 5. Sometimes you show up lower than that. But you should be on the first page.
Where do you search? Where?
I'm looking for plumbing services in your local area, which is New Rochelle.
Okay. When you type that, what's the company that's above me?
The companies above you are Westgate, we've got A&B, Premier Arbor, we've got MJ Plumbing and Mile Plumbing, and we've got two businesses running Google Ads too. You know these ones that says sponsored? These are Google Ads. These are not organic results.
So on the organic.
Yes?
You see me as number what, number 6?
Currently, yes. But it would differ depending, you know, when we do it at a search.
Who's first?
Yes, it's Westgate on my end. Westgate Plumbing Services.
Organically only, I'm talking about. Who's first?
Yes. Yes, that's the organic search results in my end. As what I've mentioned to you earlier, the organic results differ. So sometimes...
Organically, who's first and second? And I need to know, please.
Yes, first is Westgate. Second is A&B Plumbing. Third is Premier Arbor Glen Plumbing.
And where am I? Where do you see me?
Yep, you're currently number 6 on my end. Fourth one is MJ Plumbing. Fifth one is Mile Plumbing. And then sixth one, MC Drain and Plumbing.
What about after that? Who's next?
I've got Plumbing Pros, Team ASAP, Home Improvement, New Plumbing, Piping, and Heating, Edward Burke, Plumbing
How
Heating.
How can I be number one?
All right. Now, we're talking about organic results. Now, organic results doesn't necessarily mean that if you become first, you stay on the first of the page all the time, because it differs. If you're first, sometimes you're second, sometimes you're third. If you're second, sometimes you're first, sometimes you're third. It really
depends. No, I'm
saying
organically.
Yeah,
because I always see
organic.
Hear me out. That Westgate company, I always see him on top, on the first top three. So I understand. You go up and down. But the first top three, I want to be there. How can I get there organically?
Well, regarding that, what we can do for now would be increasing the number of postings that we do create for your business. Currently, we're doing one post per week. We can increase it to the maximum, which is 3 times per week. Now, this is going to build some real estate towards your Google business profile for visibility and ranking purposes. Is that okay with you? This is not going to cost you anything, though.
Yeah, of course. Whatever that could put me up on top of my competition, that's what I'm here for. I don't want to be paying for, like, whatever.
Okay.
I'm here to beat my competition, like, to be above my competition.
Of course.
That's the only reason why I'm hiring you guys. Otherwise, to be honest, I don't need all that.
I completely understand, but no worries. I'll go ahead and get that done. But what you can do on your end to help us with it is for you to send us pictures, okay? We need you to send us pictures because since we are doing 3 postings per week, that means we would be needing 3 pictures per week, 3 or more pictures per week. And
pictures
as much-
Where do you need the pictures? Where?
Yes, we use pictures in creating posts or announcements on Google business profiles.
But what about the pictures that I have on my profile? Can it be used? Because that's the pictures that I put over there for people to see.
Yes,
you guys don't
take
those pictures and use it? I have to send you, like, pictures?
It can be used. I can let our team know, but it's best for you to send us pictures to or upload it directly for the local splash dashboard.
Where am I going to send you the picture at? Where?
Yes. Have you tried accessing your dashboard?
I do access to that.
Okay. So on the dashboard, you just have to go to the business info section. Once you're in the business info section, you should see media. Under media, you're able to upload pictures.
Right now, I clicked the menu, the 3 buttons
okay.
on the side. So I'm supposed to click where it says business?
Business info, yes. Correct.
So business info.
Okay.
Everything is set. Everything is there.
Yes. Just scroll down to the bottom part of your business info section. You should see there the media section or like the pictures. We've got the logo, the cover photos, business videos.
If I send over there a picture, you guys going to get it?
Yes. If you upload the pictures there, we are definitely getting it. And we will be able to use them accordingly.
Business photo, right?
Yes. Business photos.
Okay. I mean, I got a lot of photos on my profile.
Yes, completely understand that. It's just that, of course, it's best that the pictures we will be using are pictures you selected, pictures you were actually, because there's some sort of, this is AI-assisted posting too, and these are all going to be, this is going to be automated, you know, automated at the same time. So uploading it there would help us get the post pushed out.
Okay, and now, the other question that I have.
Yes?
You know, the beginning, there was a tracking numbers they gave me. Is that,
yes,
that's infecting my ranking? Because I told them to remove it. Is that infecting my ranking?
Actually, no. I would say no. It should not affect your Google, you know, your ranking currently. However, that is a Google recommended phone number. So, it's not affecting, but it's a Google recommended number. At least, you know, for transparency purposes as well. So you see that our marketing campaigns are working because we're able to track calls from the campaigns that we do for your business. Basically, that's the whole gist of it. And it does filter possible scam, you know, spam calls too. So that's a really good feature of the call tracking.
So because me, I wanted my number. Because I'm scared in the future, let's say this thing don't work out, I just want to switch my plan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to cancel.
Yes.
It.
Actually, it
so shouldn't that's the reason
be a
why
problem.
I wanted to keep my number, you know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem for you, though, because let's say, for example, okay, who knows, and hopefully not, you decide to discontinue and you used a call tracking number with us. We can always just return it back to your regular phone number. It's not something that we're going to, you know, we're going to stop you or anything. Definitely no. It's your business. We do want the best for you. If it did not work between Locust Flash and you, of course, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to create, I would say we're not going to make it a lot difficult for you too. So we would just return your regular phone number on the campaigns and your Google business profile. Also at the same time though, there is an option for you to keep the call tracking number if you do want to keep track of your call. So that's posting the call tracking number, and that's, you know, an option you can do.
But what's going on? Since I signed with you guys, I don't get no call at all. What's going on? Like, you know, I'm supposed to be getting ranking.
Of course.
How long ago I signed with you guys? Isn't it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
I'm sorry, how long?
How long I've been with you guys?
Yeah, as far as what I do see here, you are with us for, this is the 7th week when you signed up with us, and this is actually when we usually see the results start to kick in. I'm not sure if this was discussed to you during your onboarding call, but results for a Local Splash are best seen within 45 to 60 days from the time that you signed up. So we're still within the time frame. We're looking forward for you to get good numbers. I would say this week or next week.
Yeah, but, okay. So now, where do you have me, what is the listing thing you guys have me on? Yelp and where?
Let me see here. Give me one quick second. Okay. So we got Yelp, Facebook. We've also got Relevant Yellow and Bing.
Where?
Yes, we got you Bing. That's currently in progress, so anytime soon it should be completed. We also got you for Facebook. We've got Yelp. We've got Relevant Yellow. And also at the same time, Google Places.
Can you send me an email where all this thing goes? What's taking so time to
yes.
be active?
It does take time for Bing to get active. It's currently in progress, but it should be completed anytime soon. And actually, you don't need any email, I would say, because you're able to get to see these campaigns or listings on your dashboard. It should be under the listings tab. So you can click on the three dots again or the hamburger menu, and you should see listings.
Okay. So those the five listings, Facebook, Bing, Google, and Yelp?
Yes, and Google Places too. We've got you on Relevant Yellow as well.
How about the Google Map and the Apple Map?
Yes, of course. Google Maps, you're definitely there. That is where your Google Business Profile is seen. However, for Apple Maps, Apple Map is only applicable if you're willing, you know, if you're to show your address.
Yeah, my address is showing. It's 255 Huguenot.
Yes, but as far as what I do see here, we're not showing it on the Google Business Profile. We're only showing the city and the state. Now, for Apple Maps, they want to have your address shown for us to start you on Apple Maps.
Okay,
and usually Apple Maps require a storefront or like a physical office location.
No, it's an apartment. It's in the apartment. There's no
That's actually what Google Maps, or I'm sorry, Apple Maps is requiring.
Yeah, I live in the apartment over there, so you know, that's my address. Can I use my address?
Well, if you are to use your address, that means we are also to update it on the Google Business Profile.
So that means we gotta put the address on the Google Profile as well?
Yes, it has to be shown Google Business Profile, the website, and the other pages that you do have for you to get listed on the Apple Maps.
Okay. So right now, the number.
Apple Maps. Yes?
Right now, my number, how is it showing right now? It's back to normal?
Currently, I would say yes. It's back to your current phone number, 914-462-6269.
But is the tracking going to help, or the tracking number you guys gave me before, is going to help you to win more customers, or it's okay? Because I'd rather leave my number like that, to be honest. I don't want, you know, people have different
yes,
numbers.
Yes, actually, the call tracking number is definitely okay. We've had a lot of successes towards it, and that, again, it's Google recommended.
The tracking number?
Yes, it's a Google recommended number.
But what I'm saying to you, since I asked you guys to put my number back, is that going to affect my ranking? That's the question.
No, it's definitely not going to affect your ranking. It'll just be.
So why am I not getting any ranking like before? At least the other company, I used to get gold off and off, but since I signed, it's like they keep sending me, some people keep sending me saying that I have a wrong setting information on Google. They send me like a call and text from different, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so remember though, when it comes to the results, this is disclosed during the onboarding call that results are expected within 45 to 60 days. And we are just entering the 45 to 60 day time frame. So I'm sure you should be getting any results from today moving forward.
Just want to make sure.
No worries. It's totally okay for
you. And
to
you guys
check
do
out.
Google? You guys do Google Guarantee ad?
Of course we do. We definitely do Google Verified. That is correct.
To be on the Google ad, what do you mean by the Google? Is this the one that goes on the above the map?
Okay. So we'll discuss both Google Verified and Google Ads. Now, Google Verified, let's start off with it. This is the pay-per-click product of Google. You pay Google per, I'm sorry, this is the pay-per-lead. We're talking about Google Verified, I'm sorry. Google Verified is pay-per-lead, okay? So Google provides you lead, and then these are qualified leads that we're talking about, though. So these leads are really looking for the services that you're offering. And that most likely there's a huge conversion rate for the reason that Google only sends you the unique lead. So that means it's only being sent out to you and not to anybody else. So conversion-wise...
No, that's what I want to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, I can definitely help you out with it. Give me one quick second. But please know that for the Google Verify program, there is a one-time application fee of $250. Okay? So there's a one-time application fee of $250, and that you would have to have certain business documents. You would have to have like a business license, insurance. You need to be open to a possible background check.
I think if I have insurance, that should be okay.
The Google Verify program works differently. So for that,
I don't have to have a license. I could have insurance.
Yes, but those are requirements of the Google Verify program. If you want, I can get you one of our specialists to further discuss with you the Google Verify program, the cost per lead, and of course the specific requirements that you will actually need for the Google Verify program. Is that okay with you if you have some time now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. You can have somebody.
Yes, just please be advised, though, that for the Google Verify program, there is a one-time application fee of $250. Okay?
It's okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then also at the same time, just to check. So
you
don't
talk
have
to specialist. I want to talk to, I don't have license yet. I want to talk to specialist first.
Okay.
But I could provide like the business,
insurance.
$2 million insurance. I could provide that, and
awesome.
I could provide some paperwork.
Awesome. Do you have an SSN too?
Say that again.
Do you have SSN?
What
like
is
a
that?
Social Security number. Do you have that as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
You need that?
No, I mean that is also part of the Google Verify program. So what?
Yeah,
what
I have that. Just that for a backup checkup, for the backup check.
Yeah, for the background check. So you, what you only are lacking here is a license, and that for this one, in cases where Google would need that for you, are you willing to get one, just in case?
What, for the license?
Yes, for license, because sometimes Google really requires a business license.
Yeah, I mean, I could try to see, I don't have a license yet, but,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm trying to say is, I think with the, because I have a company that, it's not, it's like home improvement, but we just use the paperwork and the insurance and it works. So
okay.
I don't know about,
Yeah, but Google Verify is different.
Let me talk to somebody specialist who know more.
Sure, yeah, no worries. And again, you'll go over further discussion here when it comes to the cost as well, and they'll start setting you up if you ever move forward with it, okay?
But wait, another question.
Yeah.
Who's managing my account?
Well, the good thing here is that once opt into the Google Verified program, you get your own dedicated account manager. Currently,
who do I need to talk to?
Currently, there's no specific person that does, that does work on the account. We work in different departments, and it's the whole customer service department that's currently looking into your account. But as soon as you get signed up for the Google Verified program, you will get your own dedicated account manager.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to somebody
okay.
for that.
Sure. I'm getting you one as we speak. Just stay on the line, and then I will be connecting you once I have someone available, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
going to Facebook Jira. No. Should I give you help?
No.
After learning that the decision.
When you give up.
Yeah, when you get married, it's
not
for it. And for marriage, it's not for it.
It's all about that. It's all about that. It's all about that.
Hello, I'm still just trying to get you one of our specialists. Just make sure you stay on the line. I'll connect you as soon as possible, okay?
Hold on.
All right.
I'm from here, you like a young?
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a sleep. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, I'll
again?
Yes, I'm about to connect you now. Just make sure you stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. And thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, 1 second. Give me a second.
Okay, no worries, no worries.
Oh, wait a second. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.